Hey, Joe, I'm really scared. I just read an article that said by the year 2040, there's just going to be water everywhere. Sea levels are going to rise. We're going to lose so many cities around the world.
Well, I think you can calm down just a little bit. This is just a theory that scientists have. Now, they're starting to say that we're losing our Arctic ice cap and that sea levels are going to rise. Now, there are some bad things resulting from this already, but there's a lot of different theories floating around there, and we're going to have a look at some of them, so I don't think we need to panic just yet.
Oh, okay. That makes me feel a little bit better, but I am still worried about the environment. So today we're going to be talking about global warming, melting Arctic sea ice. All right. So we're going to be talking about our News Digest article. It's actually our first article for this two-day unit. So listeners, if you haven't opened up your magazines, please do so as we read through today's article. Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore's film, An Inconvenient Truth, has been lauded by many experts for its scientific accuracy. The film claims that the collapse of the Arctic ice sheet could raise global sea levels by 6 meters, which would produce 100 million refugees worldwide as coastal areas become flooded. Experts have warned that by as early as the year 2040, the Arctic could be nothing more than an expanse of open water. More conservative climate models have suggested that this might not happen until the year 2100. Partly due to global warming caused by increased emissions of greenhouse gases, the Arctic ice has already shrunk by an area the size of Alaska. Already in some parts of the world, people are feeling the effects of rising sea levels due to global warming. Two Indian islands, one of which used to be home to 10,000 people, have already been claimed by the sea. It is also reported that a dozen other islands in the Sundarban chain, located where the Ganges and Brahmaputra rivers drain into the Bay of Bengal, will suffer the same fate. It's becoming increasingly unlikely that things will be able to turn around, said Walt Meyer, a scientist at the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Boulder, Colorado. It would take several very cold winters and cool summers, which seems unlikely under global warming conditions. With all the evidence piling up, it becomes increasingly important for crucial environmental initiatives such as the Kyoto Protocol to not only be signed but ratified by the world's major industrial players. All right, so that was our article for today, and let's start with the first paragraph. Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore's film, An Inconvenient Truth, has been lauded by many experts for its scientific accuracy. All right, so here we're talking about a film, actually a documentary, called An Inconvenient Truth. And this has kind of brought up Al Gore's popularity. Al Gore, of course, was the former U.S. Vice President. He was Vice President under President Bill Clinton. Now, after he left kind of politics, he basically decided he would commit his time and his efforts to raising environmental awareness. And so he actually narrates this documentary film. Now, this documentary film has become very popular, and it has also been lauded by many experts for its scientific accuracy. So basically, we're talking about scientists, experts on the environment. They're actually praising this film. They're saying good things about An Inconvenient Truth because they believe that the scientific facts inside the film are accurate, meaning that they're quite true.
Well, former Vice President Al Gore, he's long been an environmental advocate. He's been an activist. And he wrote a book called Earth in the Balance, and now he's come out with this film, An Inconvenient Truth. And the film claims that the collapse of the Arctic ice sheet could raise global sea levels by 6 meters, which would produce 100 million refugees worldwide as coastal areas become flooded. So this is sort of the main point of this documentary film. It claims that the collapse of the Arctic ice sheet, meaning the melting of all the ice in the Arctic, well, if that happened, it could raise global sea levels by 6 meters. Now, that's a lot, and that would create big problems for coastal cities, and it would produce 100 million refugees worldwide, meaning 100 million people around the whole world would be left homeless if the sea levels were to rise that high, and the coastal areas would become flooded. So this is the main problem that would be caused by the melting of the Arctic ice sheet.
Well, this is interesting because I don't think I actually know where the Arctic ice sheet is, but I'm guessing it must be pretty close to the North Pole. Is that right, Joe?
Well, it's an area, it's a very wide expanse of ice that sort of extends from northern Canada around Scandinavia to Russia, all around basically, well, the top, the very north of the world, you're right, around the North Pole. But it extends downwards to an area around Greenland and Iceland and Canada. It covers an extremely wide area, but of course now with temperatures on the rise, it is already starting to shrink, which is what's leading to some of these alarming predictions.
Well, that's true. Whenever we talk about global warming, we're talking about the ice melting and basically sea levels all over the world rising, becoming higher. Well, experts have warned that by as early as the year 2040, the Arctic could be nothing more than an expanse of open water. All right, so here we're talking about some scientists giving us a warning. They believe that by as early as the year 2040, because it's really not that far away from now, the Arctic could be nothing more than an expanse of open water. Now, when we think about the Arctic, we think about ice, you know, I think about like polar bears or, you know, animals like that. But they're basically saying that maybe in just over 30 years, it's possible that that area will just be water, so the ice will all be melted.
Well, that's well within our lifetime. Now, it's very easy to think about things like environmental concerns in terms of them being in the distant future, but this is not that far off, the year 2040, and the Arctic would be nothing more than an expanse or just a wide area of open water. The Arctic would be completely free of ice. When you look at the Earth now from space, you see the polar ice caps, Antarctica and the North Pole. Now, picture looking at a picture of the Earth from space and not seeing the Arctic ice. It would just be open water. This could very soon become reality. Well, more conservative climate models have suggested that this might not happen until the year 2100. So, of course, there are many different scientific groups studying the melting of the Arctic ice around the world, and what they do is they create climate models, meaning they basically try to predict climate trends and the way that the ice will melt and how quickly that will happen. So the more conservative ones, meaning the ones that tend to not sort of predict the worst case scenario, but maybe take a little bit more of a lenient approach, have suggested that this might not happen until the year 2100. So sometime between the year 2040 and the year 2100, the Arctic ice could all be gone.
Well, that's true. So here we're talking about some experts. They believe that this will happen by 2040. Other experts, they're a little more conservative, or I should say climate models. So like this theory that they have, they say it might not happen until later. But still, we're not talking about really far away from now. We're talking about maybe less than 100 years that we actually won't have Arctic ice anymore. And that's a really scary thought because, I mean, I'm assuming that most people haven't ever seen the Arctic before because it's really cold up there. People usually go there for research or things like that. But you just have to imagine if you've ever seen a movie about the Arctic, it seems like there's just ice all around you. It's such a huge area. And to think that that area could just be water is a really scary thought. Now, partly due to global warming caused by increased emissions of greenhouse gases, the Arctic ice has already shrunk by an area the size of Alaska. All right, so we're saying here that the Arctic ice has already shrunk. It has already become smaller, and this is due to global warming. Partly due, meaning that global warming is one of the factors why it has shrunk. It's not the only reason, but it's usually the biggest reason. This is the one that people usually give when they're talking about the Arctic ice shrinking. Now, global warming is caused by increased emissions of greenhouse gases. All right, so here we're talking about global warming, how temperatures in the world seem to be increasing year after year. And this warming is caused by increased emissions of greenhouse gases. Now, when we're talking about these emissions, we're just talking about releasing these gases. And I do remember when I was in school, whenever we would talk about global warming, we would just talk about, let's say, all of these things, let's say cars releasing different gases, and the fact that maybe carbon dioxide levels are rising because we keep cutting down trees. And all of these gases basically cause global warming. And because of this, the Arctic ice has shrunk by a lot. It has shrunk by an area the size of Alaska. Now, if you take a look at the map, Alaska is pretty big, and basically that area in the Arctic, an area equal to the size of Alaska, has disappeared.
That's right, and like we said, it's partly due to global warming caused by increased emissions from greenhouse gases. So all those gases from factories, from cars, from even things like canisters, aerosol canisters of things like hairspray, which have things called chlorofluorocarbons in them, they're released into the atmosphere. They deteriorate the protective layer of ozone that we have, and more UV radiation from the sun gets into our atmosphere, and that's what is melting the ice and causing it to melt so rapidly. And like we said, it's already shrunk by an area the size of Alaska, that state that is above northwestern Canada. It's a huge state. It's not like a little tiny one like Rhode Island or something like that. So that's pretty alarming statistic.
Well, I remember when in school we would talk about global warming, we would always talk about how bad it was for the environment that we would release all of these gases, and that these gases would actually cause holes in the ozone layer. And because these holes would happen, that means that, well, global warming would occur. All right, listeners, it's now time for some Chinese explanation of the first half of today's article.
听众朋友大家好，我是安娜。我们今天要来看一篇新闻。那么今天的新闻话题比较严肃一点点，指的是全球暖化使北极的冰层消融融化了。这个冰的融化叫做 melt, M-E-L-T, 而北极是 the Arctic, A-R-C-T-I-C, 而南极是 the Antarctic, A-N-T-A-R-C-T-I-C。好，文章的第一段呢，先借由电影来点出事实。这部电影是前美国副总统高尔的电影《不愿面对的真相》。当然，这部电影它的原名应该是《An Inconvenient Truth》。你可能会问，为什么 inconvenient 不是不方便的意思吗？为什么中文要翻成不愿面对的真相？其实 inconvenient 它有带来 trouble 带来 problems 的意思，所以这里的 inconvenient truth 有特别的意思存在。那么再来，我们看到这句话当中有一个字叫做 laud, L-A-U-D, 它是赞赏赞叹的意思。而为什么会被专家赞叹呢？因为这部片子它的科学的精准度非常高，所谓的精准度精确性叫做 accuracy, 而它的形容词叫做 accurate, A-C-C-U-R-A-T-E。这部电影声称北极冰层融化将会使海平面提高6公尺，这个海平面叫做 sea level, 而所谓的提高，你要看它是及物动词还是不及物动词。如果特别指的是 sea levels rise, 如果是不及物动词的用法，那么这个动词叫做 rise, R-I-S-E, 可是在句子当中我们看到及物动词使什么什么的高度增加，这个叫做 raise, R-A-I-S-E。 接下来还有一个重点，就是在差的前面我们要用介系词的 by by, 所以在这里的 by 并不是借由，而是表现之后有一个相减的差。那么海平面被提高了六公尺之后，在沿海地区就会泛滥成灾，当然就会有难民，而这个难民多达1亿。我们看一下难民这个字叫做 refugee, 它的动词原型叫做 refuge, R-E-F-U-G-E, 可是 refuge 本身也有避难的意思。接下来我们看到第二段提到的是北极冰融的现况，当然专家警告最早在2040年北极就剩下一大片的汪洋了。在2040年之前当然会用一个介系词叫做 by, 可是如果我们要提的是最早于什么时候，就会用这个片语叫做 as early as。 可是在这句话当中还有一个字叫做 expanse, 所谓的 expanse 指的是海或者是大地的广阔，而比较保守的气候模型则显示这种现象大概在西元2100年的时候才会发生。而北极的现况是北极已经缩小了差不多有一个阿拉斯加的面积。我们看一下这一段最后面的 an area the size of Alaska, 前面还是有一个表示差的 by by 介系词。
Now it's time for a short break, but don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to English Digest. Today, Lily and I are talking about our news unit, and we're learning about how global warming is melting the Arctic sea ice. We started off by talking about Al Gore's film, An Inconvenient Truth, which predicts that the melting of the Arctic ice sheet would raise global sea levels by 6 meters, which in turn would produce 100 million refugees worldwide. Now, this is something that could become reality fairly soon. Some experts say it could happen as early as the year 2040, while other climate models suggest it might not happen until the year 2100. Still, this is not the distant future we're talking about. This is something that could happen within just a couple of generations. Well, this is partly due to global warming caused by increased emissions of greenhouse gases. And we're going to learn now that already in some parts of the world, there are people that are being greatly affected by the melting of the Arctic ice sheet.
That's right. We could say that already in some parts of the world, people are feeling the effects of rising sea levels due to global warming. All right, so we talked about how the Arctic ice has been shrinking, but here we're saying that even though we talk about it a lot and it's been in the news a lot recently, environmental news and things like that, well, we could actually say that people, they are feeling the effects. They actually know what global warming can do and rising sea levels. This is because two Indian islands, one of which used to be home to 10,000 people, have already been claimed by the sea. All right, so we actually have examples of this happening, the cost of having rising sea levels. There are two Indian islands, and one of these islands was actually home to 10,000 people. So it wasn't exactly a very tiny island. We're not talking about, let's say, a tiny dot in the ocean with no people. Here, we're talking about an island that was home to 10,000 people. But these two Indian islands, they have already been claimed by the sea. When we say that the sea has claimed something, we can imagine that the sea has almost, let's say, swallowed it up. So here we're saying that the islands, you can't see them anymore because they're actually underneath the water.
Well, this is pretty amazing stuff, but what's even more alarming is it is also reported that a dozen other islands in the Sundarban chain, located where the Ganges and Brahmaputra rivers drain into the Bay of Bengal, will suffer the same fate. So a dozen, 12 other islands in the Sundarban chain, so the same chain of islands where these two other islands have already gone underwater. This is located where the Ganges and Brahmaputra rivers drain into the Bay of Bengal. Now these are two of the main rivers in all of Asia, so this is an area where a lot of water flows into the sea. And in this area, these 12 islands will suffer the same fate, according to experts. So we already have two islands. One used to be home to 10,000 people that have had to be relocated to other areas. And it's not just a few islands. We already know of 12 other islands in the same area that not might go underwater. They will go underwater. So this is very alarming news, and it's just a way to see that this is something very, very real. It's something that is happening now in our lifetime with the melting of the Arctic ice and the rising sea levels. It's just a way to put a human face on this to see that people are already starting to be so affected by this.
Well, that's true. And you know what, Joe? I've actually read different news articles that say that, well, it's not just islands that are going to be affected. Now, islands, it's easy for them to be affected by rising sea levels because they don't have a lot of land and they're usually very close to the ocean level. And so if the ocean rises, it will swallow up the island. But they're also talking about how this can affect coastal cities. So cities that happen to be right near the east or the west coast of a country, or basically just by the ocean. I'm thinking of the big cities on either side of the U.S. You know, I'm thinking about big cities like San Francisco and New York. And these are humongous cities. They're, you know, some of the biggest cities in the United States. And they're saying that these cities could be affected by rising sea levels.
And what's more, there's more and more experts that are starting to make dire predictions about rising sea levels and the melting of the Arctic sea ice. For example, we have one here in our final paragraph. It's becoming increasingly unlikely that things will be able to turn around, said Walt Meyer, a scientist at the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Boulder, Colorado. So what he's saying is, it's becoming increasingly unlikely that things will be able to turn around, meaning the process that has already begun of the melting Arctic sea ice, it's unlikely that it will be able to be reversed, meaning it will be able to recover and form the ice that has been lost. Now this guy, his name is Walt Meyer, and he's a scientist at the National Snow and Ice Center in Boulder, Colorado. So what he does is he spends all of his time studying melting of ice and snowfall and all those sorts of things. Now, why it's going to become increasingly difficult for this to turn around is that the more of the Arctic ice that melts, the more open water there is. Now, open water absorbs heat, and in turn, it melts the ice even further. So the more open water there is, the faster the ice will melt. So it's almost gotten to a point where this won't be able to be reversed. So the ice will just keep melting until eventually it's just gone.
That's why he says for it to turn around, or for the situation to reverse, it would take several very cold winters and cool summers, which seems unlikely under global warming conditions. So he's basically saying that, well, it would be possible for things to improve so that we wouldn't have to worry about global warming or rising sea levels, but we would actually have to have some very cold winters and some very cool summers. You know, and this just doesn't seem likely, because I moved back to Taiwan 4 years ago, and I can say that, you know, the first winter here, I felt really cold, but winter after that, it just didn't seem like it was that cold anymore.
And around the world, this is the trend with global warming. In winters, people are starting to notice that it's not as cold as it used to be. For example, where I'm from is one of the coldest parts of Canada. But I talk to my parents every single week, and they just can't stop talking about the warm weather they're having there. Usually, but during the winter, where I'm from is covered with snow, but they've barely had any snow where I'm from this winter just because the temperatures are so much warmer than they've been used to in the past. So it's just one small example of the global trend of temperatures rising and winters becoming warmer. So that's why we're saying that it's not likely that we're going to have several very cold winters and cool summers. Things are just starting to warm up. So that's why we say that with all this evidence piling up, it becomes increasingly important for crucial environmental initiatives, such as the Kyoto Protocol, to not only be signed, but ratified by the world's major industrial players. So within the political spectrum, we're starting to see more and more people become concerned, obviously, about the environment. One of the initiatives or one of the strategies out there to combat global warming is called the Kyoto Protocol. Now, basically what it was just an agreement between governments to reduce their emissions of greenhouse gases. Now, a lot of countries signed it, but some major industrial players, meaning some of the world's biggest polluters, most notably the United States, they signed it, but they did not ratify it, meaning they did not pass it into law. So they do not actually follow the guidelines of the Kyoto Protocol to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. Now, this is becoming increasingly important if we want to reduce the effects of global warming.
Well, this has definitely been in the news. I remember maybe starting from last year, how people would talk about this, how the United States wouldn't ratify the Kyoto Protocol. And this is very important because it's basically an agreement for countries to say that, all right, we have to stop global warming. We actually have to take measures in our countries to make sure that we reduce the number of greenhouse gas emissions. All right, listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's article. It's now time for some Chinese explanation.
接下来这一段我们看到现况，其实海平面已经升高，而且世界上已经有岛被淹没了。有两个印度的岛屿呢已经被海水淹没。这两个印度的岛屿，我们来看看这句话 ：Two Indian islands， 逗点之后的 one of which， 一直到 people 这个地方是非限定用法的关系子句。当然 ，which 代替的是这两个印度的岛屿，但是在这个关系子句当中补充说明了。其中一个岛屿曾经住有一万个居民，那么真正的动词出现在逗点之后 ，have already been claimed by the sea。claim 这个字的用法蛮特别的，因为一般我们都会说它是宣称的意思，但是其实 claim 也有事故或者是灾害夺走人命的意思。 而接下来我们看到一个被动表示客观的讲法，同样用虚主词当开头 ，it。It is also reported that 之后加的都是真主词，而且同样据报道，位于恒河和雅鲁藏布江汇流的孟加拉湾之处的桑德班群岛当中，将有12个岛屿会遭受到同样的命运。其实有些读者对于 suffer 这个字感到很困惑 ，suffer 之后到底要不要加介系词的 from 呢？suffer 这个字本身可以当及物动词，如果它是及物动词，它就有遭受什么什么意外或者是伤害的意思，所以在这里 suffer the same fate 就变成有遭受同样的命运之意。可是如果它是一个不及物动词，那么它的意思就是痛苦，而它会加上介系词 from。Suffer from something 则有因什么什么而痛苦的意思。最后这一段我们看到比较负面的一个预测，因为科学家他是提到这种情况是不可能逆转的，如果真的要让全球的温度下降，也必须要经过好几个严冬跟凉夏，而现在全球都暖化了，哪来的严冬跟凉夏呢？所以全球温度上升是一个不可逆转的事实，而随着越来越多的证据出现，采取重大的环境措施就更加的重要了。我们来看一下文章最后面这边的 with 有随着伴随的意思，但是它其实也表示原因，不过因为它是一个介系词的关系，所以它后面不可能带着子句，如果 with 之后还有出现动词的话，就必须要转变成为 ing 型。当然京都协议书是其中一种措施，但是我们不只要签署 sign it，更要承认、批准、认可 ,ratify it.
Okay, listeners, so today we've been talking about how global warming is starting to melt the Arctic sea ice. And I guess, you know, a lot of people, they realize that there are a lot of environmental problems by hearing about former U.S. Vice President Al Gore's film, An Inconvenient Truth. Now, some experts, they believe that by the year 2040, the Arctic could be nothing butopen water. But other people who are a little bit more conservative, basically a little more careful about these predictions, they say that maybe it'll take another 100 years. But if you think about it, 100 years from now isn't really that long.
And as we talked about today, there are already places that are being affected by this.
Okay, listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's article. Please remember to join us again tomorrow on English Digest. Until then, my name is Lily.
And I'm Joe.
Goodbye.